This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. It is Labor Day weekend, so if you're not out grilling a hot dog, a burger, which you know you shouldn't be doing because meat's bad for you. You should be grilling, I don't know, crickets or cockroaches or something. I know everybody expects me to start out with the Kamala Harris, Dana Bash interview, which was a total and complete train wreck. But before we do, I want to step back for a moment because you'll hear some clips from the interview. There are some things that you probably weren't thinking about the very first time that you heard it, if you've heard it at all. And there are some things that perhaps, nobody other than a stupid lawyer like myself would take note of. But as I listened to the interview, I thought to myself, wait a minute. This is not a hard-hitting interview. This is not an interview where you're asking, kind of an open-ended question. You're leading the witness. You're giving the witness all sorts of excuses when it comes to flip-flopping. You know, maybe you flip-flop because, well, you woke up one day and you had gas or something. It was kind of that stupid. But before we get to those details, I want to step back and I want to think about just kind of where the country is in general. We're kind of in a post-truth era. We're in a post-constitutional era. It's almost like we're living in some sort of, I don't know, Quentin Tarantino movie or a Spielberg, E.T. kind of movie. I don't know what it is. I do know this though. It's not real. It's not real in this sense. It's not real in the sense that anybody can say anything. And because we don't have a fourth estate anymore, we don't have, now I know this is a broad statement to make, and I know that there, if you look far and wide, or if you get a microscope, you might actually be able to find a journalist actually engaging in journalism somewhere. But kind of writ large, it's dead. It's just like, kaput, gone. And I think that's how I think that's one of the mechanisms by which we're allowed to live in this post-truth, post-constitutional society. And it's incredibly dangerous. And it's dangerous because with no sort of touchstone or capstone or some sort of true north, something that tells us this is real, this is not real, this is fiction, this is nonfiction. It would be like walking into your library. Does anybody walk into a library? Or you walk into a bookstore. And the books are not arranged at all in terms of here are biographies, here's fiction, here's science fiction, here's history, here's mathematics. No, here's just a big pile of books just randomly placed all over the bookshelves. And you just go somewhere and you just find the book that the title interests you, but then when you start reading the book, it makes no sense whatsoever. And you don't know whether it's true or not. You don't know whether to believe it or not. And when you live in that kind of world where you don't know what to believe and what not to believe, when you live in a kind of world where There's no one to tell you, other than perhaps this program and some other programs, to tell you, you know, I'm not going to tell you what, you know, and I hate this phrase, your truth. I'm not going to tell you what your truth is, but I do want to tell you what the truth is. And the truth is not based on ideology. It's not based on the fact that I'm a conservative slash libertarian slash Republican or what other kind of identity things that you want to place on me. It's based on an understanding of the history of mankind, world history, what has happened throughout the ages, that mankind has lived primarily in tyranny throughout its entire history, and that this great experiment that we call the United States of America, a constitutional republic, it's still alive. Don't get me wrong, I think it's still alive, but it's being tested like I don't think we've ever been tested before. But because you can easily say to that statement, we're being tested in ways that I think we've never been tested before. You can say, oh, but Michael, that's not true. We were tested during the Revolutionary War before we even came into existence. Yeah, that we were tested physically whether or not we were going to ever survive. We were tested morally and militarily during the Civil War. And it was a question whether or not this republic would survive. We were tested during World War I, World War II. We've been tested during the Great Depression. All of these are different kinds of tests. Now we're being tested spiritually and intellectually. And by spiritually, I don't necessarily mean that we're being tested religiously. I mean that the spirit of what made this country, the United States of America, is in and of itself being tested. And it is because we have, over the course of all of our lifetimes, whether you're a young whippersnapper or you're, you know, kind of an older person like me, or you're an old fart, we're being tested like we've never been tested before. And part of that is because we have become, and we've always been a society of individuals. And we've always been a society that we really believed and revered and put on a pedestal individual liberty and individual freedom. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do that, but I'm saying that being able to live in a society where we have a social compact that is the U.S. Constitution that says here's how we're going to govern ourselves, but over the course of decades, we have whittled away at all of those restrictions on government, and we have whittled away on the cultural values that kept the country together, that, you know, we're all created equal, and that we should all have, you know, an equal opportunity to pursue our dreams, not that we're all going to succeed, because no one ever promised anybody that either life was fair or that we were all going to succeed. But now, and I really do believe that this interview between Kamala Harris and CNN was not a microcosm. It was a macrocosm. It was a giant, big ass in your face. It doesn't make any difference what I say, what I do. It's all about feelings. It's all about just what I say today. Doesn't make any difference what I said yesterday. It's all about values, you know, and values apparently are now completely transient. Values are something that, oh, you know, today I believe this and tomorrow I believe that. And no matter what I say, you know, you can't question my values because I'm using the term values. And so if this is my value, you cannot test it. And that's a really weird society to live in. That's a really weird time to live in. And if we go back to say, oh, I don't know, 1940s, maybe the 1920s. But we go back several decades, many decades, and what happened was, you know, Whitaker Chambers was right, if you've ever read the book Witness, about communists and Marxists infiltrating the government, or Khrushchev and others of the old Soviet Union saying that, you know, we'll never really have to lift a finger to destroy the United States of America. The United States of America will destroy itself from within. And I think, one, I think they're right. And two, I think that, you know, sometimes when you're in the middle of a freaking thunderstorm or a hurricane or whatever the weather might be, And you don't realize that just, oh, you know, just 20 miles down the road, the sun shines out and it's really nice. Or you, if you've ever been on a foggy day and it seems dreary and foggy, you know, if you get in a plane or a helicopter and you go up, oh, say 1,000 feet, the sun shines out. Well, we're kind of in this fog right now and we don't realize that there's a lot of sunshine out there. So what I want to do today is I want to talk a little bit about the sunshine and talk about this kind of post-constitutional, post-real world that we're now living in. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, you can always text the word Mike to this number, 33103. Send me text messages. I love text messages. We're going to talk about X, formerly Twitter, today because it's another example of censorship. If you want to follow me on X, it's at Michael Brown USA. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. Over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank
the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Again, if you want to follow me on social media, it's really easy to do. X, formerly Twitter, is at Michael Brown USA. Go give me a follow there because, well, if you like snark, smartassness, and some good takes on things, you'll enjoy my Twitter feed. On Facebook and Instagram, both of those are at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. And on the Facebook page, there's a little private group for the list for you, for all you goobers. Called Michael Brown Unplugged, and you can request to join that little group. And quite frankly, I love that group. I don't often comment on what's in that group, but oftentimes watching the conversation between listeners all across the country gives me ideas about topics and different perspectives on things to bring to you. So you might want to join that group if you go over on Facebook. And again, Facebook is at Michael D. Brown. And don't forget, always send me text messages. The number's 33103 on your message app. Just start the message with the word Mike or Michael. Let's go back to this idea of what kind of world we live in. Do you know what's real? I know what's real. I mean, the real things that matter to me, you know, my family, my children, my dogs, they all love me. And that I have a profession and a job that I love. And I'm very fortunate that I don't have to work. I don't consider what I do work. Even though it involves an awful lot of work, I don't consider it work because I love doing what I'm doing. And I live in a country where, with the exception of a few things that the Federal Communications Commission won't allow me to say, of course, one of my favorite words is bull, you know what. And so I have to say bull crap instead because, you know, the bull S word is very, very appropriate to a lot of the things I want to talk about today. So I have a profession, and I have work that I absolutely love doing. I've got a loving family, got two wonderful children, and right now, to be completely transparent, I'm not in my studio in Denver. I'm broadcasting from my makeshift studio that I have in one of our bedrooms at our home in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains of New Mexico. And so it's a wonderful life. I'll find something to bitch about if you want me to, but there's, I really have no room to complain whatsoever. And that's all very real. That is all very real. But then when I start doing show prep and I start reading through stuff, and again, because I get paid to do this, it's easier for me and it's not easy for most of you. But I make it a point of going onto the websites to find out what are those people saying. And by those people, I mean those people that disagree with me. And that might not even be liberals. Conservatives disagree with some things I say. Libertarians disagree with some things I say. Hells bells, I'll say something and think to myself, I'm not sure I agree with that. I disagree with myself sometimes. But we now live in a world, and I do mean world, not because it's not just for this country, but what I'm talking about philosophically here applies to many countries all around the world that have some semblance, maybe not a constitutional republic like we have, but they have some sort of democratic values. They attempt to some degree to have some sense of self-governance. And then you have all the other crapo countries that there is no individual liberty. There is no individual freedom. And I would put Europe. Europe's falling into that category. Europe is pretty much lost. It's easy for us to criticize Europe when it comes to things like free speech because we have built into our DNA the idea that people can speak freely. Now, listen closely. We have built into our DNA the idea that each of us can express our opinions about what we believe, why we believe it. We can give opinions that are based on complete rationality, that are based on study, data, analysis, that we've come to a rational conclusion that this is our belief and this is our opinion. And we can do that. And we can also just pull an opinion out of our butt without any rationale, without any logic, without any basis in fact whatsoever and say, this is our opinion. And you know what? We may think you're crazy. We may think you're wrong. But you can express that opinion. But the latter of just pulling opinions out of our butts, or just saying that, you know, I believe this one day, and then the next day I believe this, and I can't tell you any rational reason why I once believed this, and now I believe this, is just utter nonsense. Utter and complete nonsense. Or where we can say, well, you know, these are my values. Well, what are your values? I mean, this is not a rhetorical question. This is something I really do want you to think about. What are your values? What do you value? There are many things that I value. I value honesty. I value truthfulness. I value objectivity. I value emotions. You may think that's contradictory, but it's not. You can value something and say that I want to observe something objectively, but we're human beings, and so we have an emotional component to that too. So, and I value a person's emotional makeup. I recognize that some people are more emotionally stable than I am. In fact, most people are probably more emotionally stable than I am. But nonetheless, I recognize that people have different emotions. What am I driving at with all of this? It's when I ask, what are your values? What I'm really asking you is, what's real to you? What is real? Think about that for a moment. I'm pausing. I want you to think about it for a moment. What's real to you? I didn't get to watch the interview. Well, nobody got to watch the interview live. But in particular, I was driving to, I'd left Denver. And when I got to our home in New Mexico, I had some other things to do. And so I didn't watch it. Nobody watched it live because it was pre-recorded. But what I found interesting was, and this is just a tiny example of what I mean about we live in a world where you don't really know what's real anymore. And that was when I watched the interview on CNN's YouTube page. I kept noticing that on the chyron, which is that strip of little news or where they put the title of whoever's speaking or whatever across and they got their little CNN logo, the word live was over there in the on the right side of the chyron. And I thought to myself, live? Wait a minute. It wasn't live. It was pre-recorded. And so trying to present it as live is lying. That's fake. It's not real. Yet that's what CNN wanted you to believe. Why is that important? Text the word MICROMICHAEL to 33103. Let's get into the meat of this interview coming up next and see what's real and what's not real. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. If you're looking for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance, we're Term Provider, experts in finding affordable term life insurance for those that may not be in perfect health. Prostate cancer, heart conditions, high cholesterol, or on prescription medications, you may still qualify for $500,000 to $1 million or more of affordable term life insurance. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Our nation stands at a precipice. What happens next will determine who gets rich in America and who gets left behind. We are nearing a rare monetary event that could upend everything. To help you understand this huge shift, Widemote Research is helping everyday Americans take simple steps to help you prepare and profit from the stock market after the election. If you want to be prepared, go to theurgentmessage.com. That's theurgentmessage.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are proud to sponsor the Downtown Reading Scrabble Back to School event. 17 downtown businesses and KCNR have teamed up to create a super fun back to school event Saturday, August 31st from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. All you have to do is simply visit each participating business and see what they have to offer, and then you receive a Scrabble tile. No purchase necessary, but purchases do receive additional tiles. Build words with your Scrabble tiles. Then visit Shop Around the Corner Books to submit your word. Highest score for one word wins a gift basket. So be sure to stop by the participating downtown businesses, including Sketch and Press, Cask and Cleaver, One Heart Global, Gather Downtown, Curated, Shenanigans, Apricot Lane, Juniper Stone, Friday Vintage, Zoe's Travel Shop, Shop Around the Corner, The Farm, Old 44 Vintage, Cascade Curations, Carousel, Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, and Area 151. No swapping tiles with other players and official Scrabble rules apply.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah.
I'm working on Labor Day weekend. You know why? Because I love you guys. That's why. Not really. Because I'm working this weekend because I love doing this program. That's why. In terms of the reality that I'm talking about, do we even live in a world of reality anymore? One of the things that the Founding Fathers believed was absolutely necessary to a civil society that was self-governing was a fourth estate, the press. That's why they put in the very First Amendment that Congress shall make no law abridging, among freedom of speech and other things, the freedom of the press. Because there was this expectation that going forward from the 1700s, that the press, those pamphleteers of the Revolutionary War period that spent an inordinate amount of time to take a printing press. If you've ever seen the movie, I think it was a Netflix series, where Michael Douglas played Ben Franklin. It's fairly historically accurate in most sense, and it is more about Franklin's personality, but it's about his time as our kind of unofficial ambassador to France, trying to get the French to help fund the war against the British. But one of the things that struck me about that series was the meticulous time that Franklin spent on a printing press, and then the press was destroyed in an act of vandalism, and he had to wait for a new press to get over from America. Was the amount of time that Ben Franklin spent composing tightly, because, you know, it wasn't like you could just print, you know, a book. You couldn't just go buy a new printer off Amazon and get a new brother printer that would print, you know, 1,500 sheets a minute or something. You couldn't do that. It was put a piece of paper on, pull the press down, get the ink on the typeface down, cover it with ink, get the paper in there, you'd have one. I mean, so I don't know. Takes several seconds, it takes almost a minute to do, not counting putting the typeface together, but the amount of time that it would take to get that message together so that it could then be distributed out for people to read. And people became informed based upon those pamphlets that Thomas Paine and Ben Franklin and many of the other founding fathers would write and put together in a very slow, methodical process. And the Founding Fathers believed that the ability of people to organize as journalists or as pamphleteers, because I really wouldn't call some of the pamphleteers journalists. They were revolutionaries. They were out there trying to express their opinion, trying to get the masses to think about things. And the Founding Fathers believed that having that fourth estate was invaluable to the functioning of a constitutional republic. Because if you think about the Constitution is a limit, is a box in which we try to keep government. Now, I would say we're pretty much got that pretty much effed up, and we're failing in that regard in many, many ways. But nonetheless, it was the idea that the Constitution would be a restriction on government. And that one of the ways that we could hold government accountable was through the operation of a free press that would either give us facts, listen closely, that would either give us facts, here's what happened today, here's what happened in Freedom Hall in Philadelphia as the Founding Fathers were debating about XYZ. And so they would run out and try to print a pamphlet about that very quickly and then distribute that among people in Philadelphia. And then that would get spread out across the country over time, not instantaneously, but over time. And that would inform people about what was going on. But there was another kind, and that was also, here's what we think about what they're doing. Here was the debate, and here's what we think about the debate. And so Paine and others would put out pamphlets that would talk about what they believe, about what they think, about their opinions on things. But all of that combined together was the press. And the founding fathers believed that that was necessary so that you and I could be informed, and also that those same opinion writers and those same news writers could hold the government accountable. Because you and I, even today, if you think, for example, here's what I let me just say what I'm going to say, then let me tell you why it's wrong. Today we can watch everything going on in Congress. Except we can't. But Michael, we have C-SPAN. We can turn to C-SPAN. Have you ever really turned over to C-SPAN and watched it? They might be covering a congressional hearing, which is all just theater. Or they might be covering a vote on a bill in the Senate. Do you know what that bill is? Do you have any idea what the motion is? Do you have any idea what the vote is about? Do you know if it's a motion to proceed, a motion to advance the bill? Is it a vote on the bill itself that either an up or down vote would pass it or kill it? We can't possibly know. And we can't possibly know all of that. So we rely on journalists to give us information, factual information, about legislation. Or about what Congress did today, or about what your city council did today, or about what a school board did. And then we have to decipher between what they're telling us factually about what was taking place versus their opinion about what was taking place. And the lines between factually telling us what's taking place and their opinion about what is taking place has become entirely blurred. Oh, all of you will come to the defense of Fox News. Oh, why, Fox News is telling me the truth about everything. Really? So you're telling me that when you're listening to something other than an actual newscast, and I'll use Laura Ingraham because Laura and I know each other, and I've got great respect for Laura, but do you honestly believe that Laura is a news reporter? No, Laura is giving you her opinion about what has happened today. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. But recognize it for what it is. Recognize for what I'm doing. What I'm doing right now in this monologue about trying to lead up, trying to get us up to this interview, is to get you to think about how there is this blurred line between reality. Reality and fiction, between nonfiction and fiction. If we're going to live in a world, not a black and white world, but a world of fiction and nonfiction, how do you know which is which? Because the Fourth Estate has blurred those lines. You watch a news program on Fox. I could tell you there are one or two what I would consider to be news programs. But even within those news programs themselves, they'll have people come on to comment about what's going on in the news. So even within what I might consider to be a news program on Fox News, they still have opinion people to come in and not tell you, well, here's what happened today, but here's what I think about what happened today. And that may seem like a subtle difference, but it's a huge difference. I can tell you what happened. I could just sit here and just play the interview for you. The interview. I could just play the interview for you, and that would be news. Here's what happened. Here's the interview. Now, you can figure out for yourself. What does it mean? But I'm not going to do that. I am an opinion person. I'm not a journalist at all. In fact, I would consider it to be offensive if you referred to me as a journalist. That line has become so blurred that we no longer know what is true and what is not true. What is opinion versus what is fact? Now, some really good opinion people will say, here's my opinion about this, whatever the topic may be, and my opinion is based upon XYZ. So here's the logical, rational, reasonable reason why I believe what I believe. I'll accept that. I'll gladly accept that. But don't tell me that you're a reporter when you're telling me your opinion about what happened. That's why I go back to my contention that we don't live in a world that is real anymore. We live in a world where, because we live in a, such a fast pace versus what Frank, you think about the time it took Benjamin Franklin to print 100 single sheets of paper to distribute among the Frenchmen about what was going on in the Revolutionary War versus the amount of information you will get in 1 3-hour program today, or that you would get flipping open your iPad or your laptop or your phone and scrolling through and reading headlines. Just reading the headlines. You'll read more headlines in a day than Benjamin Franklin could print in a day. That's the world that we now live in. And how do we discern between what is real and what is not real? And then, not just do we have the problem of the news itself, but then we have the people that are governing us. And now, do they really believe what they believe? And what they say, does it really mean what they say? Because we are so historically ignorant that many of the things that many politicians say are based in political philosophies that, if we truly understood the origins of the phrases that they are using, we would say, holy crapola, you really are a Marxist. You really are a communist. Or over here, you're a real libertarian. You're a true conservative. But too many people are historically ignorant, and that's a failure, quite frankly, of the education system. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103, the interview, and what does it mean? I'll be right back.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off, leaffilter.com/Hannity, and do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press for some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400, Minuteman Press.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really glad to have you with me. Don't forget, you can follow me on social media. If you're looking for the easiest way to do it, you can go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. When you get there, there's a page that, or there's a link that says how to listen. You click on that link. That'll give you an interactive map to all the affiliates around the country. And then there's a list that you can scroll through to find, because many affiliates will re-air this program later this evening, or they might air it again, like my stations in Denver air the program live today, and then they re-air the program again tomorrow. So you can find all the stations around the country when they air the program live and when they re-air the program. And also at michaelsaysgohere.com, you'll find those social media icons for X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you can click on those and give me a follow on, for example, follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So here's an example of what I mean about what's real and what's not real. So Kamala Harris comes before the American voters, and in an attempt to appear relatable, talks about her time, and she touts her time, working as a fast food employee at McDonald's. Well, that claim has resurfaced again during this campaign, not just back in 2019 in the 2020 election, but it's resurfaced. Now, I've not dug to see if she made this claim when she was running for DA of San Francisco or running for, you know, Attorney General of California, or even running as U.S. Senator for California. My guess is she probably did. Because what better way to claim that, you know, I'm just one of you than when I was growing up, I had to work at the McDonald's. However, despite her often alluding to her time flipping burgers and the media's uncritical, absolutely uncritical repetition of that claim throughout the years, you know there is zero evidence to back that up? Even the left-wing fact-checking website Snopes says this. But aside from Harris's testimony itself, there is no evidence, such as a photo, any employment record, or confirmation from a friend or a family member to independently verify the claim that she actually worked at McDonald's sometimes. Harris uses this tale in what appears, I think, is her effort to ground her life experiences in a more relatable way for working-class Americans. Or I might say, working-class voters. Snopes admits they have no evidence. Jesse Waters, over on Fox News, couldn't find any indication at all that she'd ever worked at McDonald's. And then someone actually found a resume that Kamala Harris had put out sometime looking for a job. And she had her life experiences, and she had some of her, you know, like college day work experiences. Nothing about McDonald's anywhere. But the reason this is important is because it is central to her campaign. So something that is central to her whole being is that she worked at McDonald's. So look, I'm just like many of you. No, you're not at all, sweetheart. Not at all. And why are you lying about it? But more importantly, why is there no sort of curiosity on behalf of the media about why would you lie about something like you worked at McDonald's? And how could you forget that? I can think, I probably could sit here and without writing it down, just by memory, go through every job that I have had in my entire lifetime, starting from when I was in junior high school, shining shoes in a barbershop. Why does no one have any curiosity? And why, when it's found out or discovered that indeed you never did work at the McDonald's, why is there no criticism of it? Why does everyone let her get by with it? Here she is born to two academic parents, neither of whom were citizens of the country at the time. She spent several years living in Canada with her mother following her parents' divorce. From about the age of 12 until college, she lived in Montreal with her mother, who was teaching at McGill University School of Medicine, and I think doing a residency at the Jewish General Hospital. According to McDonald's website, they had only approximately 50 locations in Canada in the 1970s, and it's unclear if any of those were in Montreal. Now, Harris isn't the only member of the Democratic Party's 2024 ticket with issues regarding truthfulness. Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat from governor from Minnesota, has repeatedly come under criticism for lying about a 1995 drunk driving arrest, or his rank in the Minnesota National Guard, and the circumstances regarding his retirement and non-deployment to Iraq. Walz appears to have embellished or outright lied about many details in his life, including even petty claims, such as having won recognition from the Nebraska Chamber of Commerce. The Nebraska Chamber of Commerce says Walz never received an award or any accolade from them. Yeah, we live in a post-truth world. And the problem is, we have to be cognizant of that every single day, every single thing we hear or read.
Our nation is at a crossroads. A pivotal election is weeks away, and while the U.S. economy and stock market have boomed for the better part of 30 years, many Americans are worse off today than they were decades ago, thanks to stagnant wages and inflation. What happens next will determine who gets rich in America and who gets left behind. For some, it will be a nightmare. For others, for those willing to take the time to prepare, the coming shift represents an incredible opportunity. To learn how to prepare for the inevitable, investing legend Brad Thomas from Wide Moat Research is helping hundreds of thousands of everyday Americans. If you want to be prepared, go to theurgentmessage.com. There, you can sign up for free-to-get simple steps to help you prepare and profit from the stock market after the election. Wide Moat Research will be sharing ways to protect yourself, your family, and your finances for free. Just go to www.theurgentmessage.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Lawrence Burke reports U.S. troops have been involved in an anti-terrorism raid in Iraq.
The United States military and Iraq have launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State militants. The operation in the country's western desert has killed at least 15 people and has seen 7 American troops hurt. The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack.
That is correspondent Lawrence Brooks reporting. Former Old Guard officer, now Senator Tom Cotton, says it appears Biden DOD officials went out of their way this week to create a scuffle when Donald Trump joined family members of fallen soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery.
And then apparently caused a scene at the site, and now are using the company town broadsheet, the Washington Post, to try to gin up yet another controversy or scandal around Donald Trump.
And Senator Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. It could be a busy travel holiday weekend this Labor Day. Correspondent Haya Panjari reports on what the TSA is warning about for travelers.
San Francisco International Airport spokesperson Doug Yackel says they're hoping to see a return to pre-pandemic levels of travel.
We're expecting about 930,000 people to go through SFO this Labor Day weekend. That's about 8.7% higher than what we saw Labor Day weekend last year. But we're not quite at pre-pandemic levels. We're very close. We expect this weekend to be at about 90% of what we saw back in 2019.
Yackel recommends getting to the airport early. Travelers should also keep an eye on the weather since it's the leading cause of flight delays. Forecasts call for rain from Texas to New England, plus parts of Florida, over the weekend. I'm Haya Panjwani.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-838-8822. That's 800-838-8822. 800-838-8822.
A lot of pressures on young people today via social media, and here is another example, this one affecting young girls. A report indicates they're using anti-aging products they see on social media, and the harm is more than just skin deep, according to Ron Taylor.
Young girls are buying up anti-aging products they see promoted on social media, with harmful effects for their skin and their mental health. Girls as young as 8 are turning up at dermatologists' offices with rashes, chemical burns, and other allergic reactions to products not intended for children's sensitive skin. Extensive data suggests a fixation on appearance also can affect self-esteem and body image and fuel anxiety, depression, and eating disorders. The skincare obsession offers a window into the role social media plays in the lives of today's youth and how it shapes the ideals and insecurities of girls in particular. Ron Taylor reporting.
Breaking news at townhall.com. Political observer Ben Domenech says it's good news for Donald Trump that ABC will keep the mics muted when candidates are not speaking in the upcoming debate with him and Kamala Harris. He says that same policy in the earlier debate with President Biden played to Trump's best interest.
Led to restraint on his part and let him have Joe Biden collapse. And I think that the very same thing, in a different way, obviously, could happen to her, not out of senility, but out of stupidity.
Ben Domenech, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Stocks ended the week on a strong note on Wall Street.
Stocks on Wall Street finished broadly higher as the market closed out its fourth straight winning month with solid gains. The S&P 500 rose 1% Friday to finish August with a gain of 2.3%. The NASDAQ added 1.1%, and the Dow rose 0.6%.
And that report from correspondent Alex Viega, you'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. It's Labor Day weekend, and yeah, I'm working. I'm laboring on Labor Day weekend. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Give a shout out to, apparently some of you are in New Mexico too. And I'm broadcasting from our home in New Mexico. So all of you that have rushed off and are hiding in New Mexico this weekend, welcome. I'll try to hide from you as much as I can. Don't forget, send me a text message anytime. The number on your message app is 33103. Just type in 33103. Start your message with the word Mike or Michael. I read them all the time. And I really would appreciate a subscription to the podcast. On your podcast app, whatever you use to download podcasts, just search for this program. The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. And then hit subscribe. And that will automatically download both the weekday program that I do from Denver Monday through Friday mornings and the weekend program. So you'll get all of the Michael Brown programming. So the interview. Last hour we talked about how we live in a post-truth society, a post-truth world. So I'm driving to New Mexico while the interview is taking place. And as I said, when I got here, one of the first things I did was to sit down to see if I could find any just kind of really immediate reports. What are people saying about the interview? And then I went to the CNN YouTube channel and bookmarked it so I could read it later or listen to it later, and I did. And the first thing that surprised me was, do you know this interview was only about 18 minutes, somewhere between 16 and 18 minutes long? Maybe 19, depending on when you actually start the YouTube versions of the interview. So for 40 plus days, She doesn't speak to the media. She doesn't do an interview. And then she sits down and it's less than 20 minutes. Less than 20 minutes. For someone who wants to be the next president of the United States of America, she can't spend more than 20 minutes with CNN to take questions. Now, not only was it less than 20 minutes, now I calculated that it was about 18. Some people said 16, some people said 19. Some people claim that it's 30 minutes long. It is not 30 minutes long. If you have a 30-minute version of this interview, then please send me text, email, whatever. Send me that link because I want to see it because it doesn't exist. Here's what's even more disappointing about this interview. The interview is pre-recorded. Do you remember Special Counsel Robert Hur? Does that name ring a bell with you? Special Counsel Robert Hur is the one who, investigating Joe Biden, sat down and did a deposition with Joe Biden, the current president. I think he's still the president. He's spread eagle on a beach in Rehoboth, Delaware right now. But you may recall that after doing that interview, that deposition, Robert Hur, in his report about his investigation, concluded that there was no reason to prosecute Joe Biden because during the deposition, he appeared just to be an old man that had a very poor memory. Now, the American people, through our representatives, have made demands upon the Department of Justice to release the transcript of that interview. I'd like to see how long it lasted. I would like to hear the audio recording. I'd like to hear how many times the president said, and then silence. Because in a deposition, if a lawyer asks the witness a question and the witness goes, the lawyer is not a reporter. So the lawyer is not going to try to help the witness. The lawyer is going to sit there, a good lawyer, is going to sit there. And even if there's silence for, and I can't do it on air because if I remain silent for more than, say, 7-10 seconds, then all these alarms go off, and poor old Michael in Los Angeles is going to have a panic, and my program director is going to panic. So I can't, just to yourselves, count, say, 30 seconds, and you realize 30 seconds of silence, 10 seconds of silence is a long time. So I want the audio and the transcript of the Robert Hur deposition of Joe Biden, because I want to just see how bad it was. I also would like to see the transcript of the Kamala Harris-Vanna Bash interview. Because if they took an hour, let's say an hour, which I thought the interview was going to, that's what I really expected. Stupid, naive me thought, oh, we'll have an hour interview. I was looking forward to that. Because I figured out of an hour, giving, you know, maybe they would, you know, they would sell commercial breaks at a premium amount because of the viewership. So they might get an extraordinary amount for a 60-second spot, and so they would limit the number of spots. And so in a 60-minute interview on CNN prime time, there might actually be, I don't know, 45 minutes of actual interview, of actual Q&A. But no. We got, by my calculation, somewhere between 16 and 18 minutes. Well, wouldn't you find it? And if you wouldn't, let me explain why you should find it curious. How long did this interview take? How many breaks? What was edited out of the interview? What was asked that she said, I don't want to go there? I'm just speculating, but, you know, if you don't have the transcript, if you don't have the outtakes, then I'm entitled to speculate. And how many times did she say to Dana Bash, I don't want to go there? Or that's all I have to say about that. Remember during the debate between Biden and Trump back in June, when one of the moderators, actually, I think it was Jake Tapper, may have actually said to the president, Mr. President, you still have 70 seconds. And the president just rambled on about something. I want to see what she did. And I think we should be able to. But I'm sure there was some agreement that CNN made in order to get this interview that we'll pre-record it and then we'll edit it. We'll maybe even give you some editorial rights if you want them. And so we only got, you think about how bad this interview was from my point of view. Can you imagine what we haven't heard? The one thing that I did hear while I was driving to New Mexico yesterday was sometime yesterday afternoon, they started releasing publicity blurbs about the interview. And a publicity blurb is designed to get you, much like I do promos. I do promos for this program. I do promos for my regular weekday program. And those promos are little topics, little snippets of things that I might want to talk about, designed to entice you to listen. Well, what I heard enticed me to listen, not because it was intriguing, but because it was so bad. I was like, holy cow, this is the best that you could pull out of the interview, and that's what you're using for your promo? Baby, let me listen to this interview. So let's walk through it a little bit. This is about almost 3 minutes into the interview when this happens.
Well aware that right now many Americans are struggling. There's a crisis of affordability. Yeah. One of your campaign themes is we're not going back. But I wonder what you say to voters who do want to go back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
Now, that's actually a pretty good question, right? Wait till you hear the answer. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. The answer's next.
You know, out of all the things we can do to maintain and protect our homes, you know what? Getting up on a ladder, cleaning out the gutters, that's the last thing anyone wants to do. I know, I've done it. And right now you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. An investment in Leaf Filter is an investment engineered to protect your entire home. Now, the beauty of Leaf Filter is they take care of everything start to finish. Every installation comes with a free inspection, free estimate, and a lifetime guarantee. Now, a Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will clean out, realign, seal your gutters before installing Leaf Filter. Protect your home and never clean out gutters ever again with Leaf Filter. They're America's number one gutter protection system. And schedule your free inspection. Get up to 30% off your entire purchase when you go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's a free inspection up to 30% off. leaffilter.com/Hannity. And do it today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount, one discount per household.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you on this Labor Day weekend. I'm working and you're listening. That's all. That's great. I love it. I love it. We're talking about the Harris interview. This Emmy award-winning interview done by Dana Bash over at CNN. Before you hear her answer to the question about, you know, many people in America today, you say you want to move forward and you don't want to go backwards. Many people in this country might actually want to go backwards to the policies when gas prices were cheaper and groceries were cheaper, the cost of living was cheaper, everything. We might really want to go back to that. That's the question that we're about to hear the answer to. But what I find fascinating is a few people whose opinions I respect have said that they actually thought this interview was a win for Kamala Harris. And as I talked to one friend of mine who said that, I was like, what? And they were like, yes. Think about it. They built it up. All she had to the point where all she had to do was just BS her way through anything without stumbling and that would be fine. So it was a win for her, which is why I spent the last hour talking about how we live in a post-truth world, because her answers were anything but truthful. So the question is, you say that you want to go forward and you don't want to go backwards, yet many Americans look back upon the Trump presidency when we had lower gas prices, when we had a strong growing economy, when inflation was not nearly as bad as it is today. What do you say to those voters?
Well, let's start with the fact that when Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of the pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost.
Yes, because the governments around the world shut down the economy. And yes, Donald Trump was one of those who did that. But it wasn't like you inherited a bad economy because of bad economic policies. You inherited a bad economy because, in essence, there was no economy.
people, I mean, literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID.
Wait a minute. Dying because of COVID or dying with COVID? Huge difference, but I digress.
The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump. Of that.
Mismanagement. I keep hearing this. Now, I have a ton of disagreement with how Donald Trump, and for that matter, Boris Johnson, or Emmanuel Macron, or Vladimir Putin, or Xi Jinping, or anybody else handled the pandemic. I think the pandemic was completely unnecessary. The reaction to it was completely and totally unnecessary. So what's the mismanagement? See, that would be a follow-up question that I would ask.
That crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%.
Inflation's under 3%. But Madam Vice President, when you came into office, it was at 40-year highs. It was in excess of 10%. And then on top of the 10%, you get 7, 6, 5, 4, 3% on top of all of that. That's why prices are so high.
A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world.
Do you know why we recovered fast? And we did. We recovered faster than probably any other country in the world. But you know why? Because we are and always have been the largest and the strongest economy in the entire world. So once the economy was, you know, somebody finally reached down and found the car keys and turned the ignition back on, once somebody finally did that, well, of course we recovered quicker than anybody else. But does the truth matter? Or does that soundbite matter?
But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging. What we need to do to extend the child tax credit to help young families.
Hang on. Price gouging. Here we are again. At least she's learned to say price gouging and not price gauging. So there's a win for her. Who's price gouging? Who? I can find no evidence anywhere of anyone price gouging, particularly when it comes to groceries, or for that matter, gasoline or diesel. Nobody's price gouging. It's that you have spent so much money through the Inflation Reduction Act, the American Recovery Act, all those trillions of dollars that you threw into the economy that caused the inflation, that caused everyone's cost of doing business to go up. I don't find any signs of price gouging. But why is she doing that? Well, if you argue that prices are high because of price gouging, you're basically saying those evil corporations are the ones out there that are, oh, they're just jacking up prices for the fun of it because they can. I challenge her to show me any industry that is price gouging now, because they're not. Most industries, whether it be the automobile industry, the steel industry, whether it be the services industry, whatever it might be, they're all barely hanging on because of inflation and because of prices that they simply can't, they can't. California, her home state, Shake Shack, In-N-Out, all these fast food places shutting down locations because they simply cannot afford to pay the costs that are imposed upon them by the California state government and the federal government.
Be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing. My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers.
How does that help the economy? $25,000. So a $25,000 tax credit. So there's if it's truly a tax credit, so $25,000 that we lose in revenue, and it's so supposedly because, you know, when I pay my property taxes, those property taxes go to the county and the state. They don't go to the federal government. And first-time home buyers, regardless of age or income or anything else, another giveaway.
Simply, you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Judge Napolitano here. Can you believe the chaos we're facing today? Government is out of control. Spending is out of control. And the dollar is dying. It's just a matter of time until digital money replaces cash. It's coming fast. So you need to get educated in other ways to invest and preserve the wealth you already have. Start now by calling Lear Capital at 800-927-2400. Get their free report, The Tipping Point. Learn what rising debt and a digital dollar could mean for your retirement. Do what I did. Buy gold from Lear Capital to protect your wealth. Over 25 years experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. Lear is whom I trust when I buy gold. Get the report and up to $15,000 in bonus gold with a qualifying purchase. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-75 65 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Hi everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, are just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Do me a favor and go subscribe to my podcast on whatever podcast app you use. Just search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you find that, just hit subscribe, and that'll give you an automatic download of my weekday program out of Denver, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 Mountain Time, plus the weekend program. So you'll have all of my programming by simply subscribing to the podcast. And, you know, while you're there, you should give me a 5-star review. Yeah, or maybe 5+, whatever. You know, because I'm a little bit better than Kamala Harris, I think. Maybe not. Here's her answer about the economy and how she's going to fix it.
Families be able to take care of their children in their most formative years. What we need to do to bring down the cost of housing.
No, before we go to housing. She wants to bring down the cost of raising a kid. And so that will, that won't lower the cost of anything that parents buy. It just gives them a tax credit. Now, granted, that means they have more money in their pocket, but then I got to scratching my head about how many of those who would qualify for the child tax credit are actually paying income taxes. Because if your income tax bill at the end of the year is $1,000, but you're getting a $6,000 credit, are you going to get, you're going to pay no income tax and then get a $5,000 refund to get you the $6,000? Well, that's going to cost the rest of us. So how's that going to help the economy? And if, now I don't think this is true, but if you were to say, here's the child tax care credit, and she talks about how it's going to help, you know, buy baby food and maybe buy a car seat, buy some baby clothes and stuff like that. Okay. Are you going to limit it to that? Or can they use that money to make a car payment, pay the rent a couple of months? What?
My proposal includes what would be a tax credit of $25,000 for first-time home buyers, so they can just have enough to put a down payment on a home, which is part of the American dream and their aspiration, but do it in a way that allows them to actually get on the path to achieving that goal and that dream.
So you have been vice president for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
The steps that you're talking about now, why haven't you done them already?
An excellent question. You've been part of an administration for 3.5 years. In fact, you're the vice president. You talk about how you're in the room with the president all the time and all these big decisions. Then why aren't you doing this? You know, this is, for a brief 5 seconds, is real journalism. So you've been president for 3.5 years. Why haven't you done it?
Well, first of all, we had to recover as an economy, and we have done that. I'm very proud of the work.
So we can't walk and chew gum at the same time. We can't. In other words, we had to pass all these other bills, which were our pet projects, like the Green New Energy Deal, disguised as the Inflation Reduction Act. We were more concerned about spending money than we were trying to fix the economy.
We have done that has brought inflation down to less than 3%. The work that we have done to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month for seniors.
You know, I'm always fascinated by this insulin issue. I know we got a lot of fat-ass people in the country, And I know we have an obesity epidemic, but I'd like to know what the percentage of Americans that use insulin is. Is that 90%? So is this capping the price of insulin? Is that something that's helping 90% of Americans? I'm always fascinated how Democrats and to some degree Republicans always go right back, well, you know, we're going to cap the price of insulin. Have you ever thought about just, you're going to cap the price of insulin. How much you cap the price of gasoline? How much you cap the price of rent? How much you cap the price of, oh, wait a minute, those are price controls. So it's okay, and somehow it's a winning issue to talk about how you're going to cap the price of insulin, something that which I don't think the majority of Americans actually use. Now, if you're on insulin, I understand this. You're all for this because this is saving you money. Well, you know what? I take a blood pressure medication. In fact, I probably need to double on it between now and the election. How about you cap the price of that? Huh? Let me just be selfish. Why don't you cap the price of that? In fact, why don't you just cap the price of everything while you're at it? If capping the price of insulin is the solution to, you know, solving the Americans' economic problems, why don't you cap the price of everything? You see, I love to take things to their logical conclusion. If capping the price of insulin is such a great deal, then cap the price of bread, cap the price of gas, cap the price of milk, cap the price of everything. This is Marxism.
Donald Trump said he was going to do a number of things, including allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Never happened. We did it. So now, and as I travel in the state of Georgia and around our country, the number of seniors that have benefited, I was in Nevada recently, a grandmother who showed me her receipts. And before we capped the cost of insulin for seniors at $35 a month, she was paying hundreds of dollars up to thousands of dollars a month for her insulin.
Okay. We have a grandmother in Vegas or somewhere in Nevada. And she was paying sometimes $1,000 a month for insulin. All right, that's a great example. Why don't you do the same thing for everything else? Why do we keep coming back to this? This is the most shallow answer. This is the most shallow thinking. And quite frankly, it's the most insightful thinking when you think about, when you and I think about what's going through her brain right now. Her solution is, I can buy votes by capping the price of something. Then cap the price of everything.
She's not doing that anymore.
You maintain Bidenomics is a success.
I maintain that when we do the work of bringing down prescription medication for the American people, including capping the cost of the annual cost of prescription medication for seniors at $2,000, when we do what we did in the first year of being in office to extend the child tax credit so that we cut child poverty in America by over 50%, when we do what we have done to invest in the American people.
Spent. Remember, the word invest is actually spent.
And bringing manufacturing back to the United States so that we created over 800,000 new manufacturing jobs, bringing business back to America.
The 800,000 new manufacturing jobs is a lie. It's just a lie. In fact, any jobs, the majority of jobs that they want to take credit for is, again, the person that reached down for the car keys and turned on the economic engine and said, okay, you can go back to work now. And so people went back to a job, and so now that counts as a new job. They saved a job. They recovered a job. And we're supposed to believe this.
What we have done to improve the supply chain so we're not relying on foreign governments to supply American families with their basic needs.
Yeah, I love this answer. Here's your challenge. I did this the other day. So I was in the mall. I had to go pick up something that I had ordered. And I was walking through the store, and I thought, I wonder how much of this stuff is made in China. So I just started looking, just randomly looking. Now, not everything. Some of it was made in Mexico. Some of it was made in Vietnam. Some of it was made in Cambodia. Some of it was made in China. Some was actually made in Canada. I found very few things made in this country. Very few things. So what's she talking about? What literally, what is she talking about? I challenge you for your everyday things, because she says they fix the supply chains, and Americans no longer have to rely on foreign countries for their everyday goods. So whatever you go buy this weekend, if you go buy, you know, some hamburger buns, you go buy some ketchup, you go buy, well, all that stuff may be made in this country. But whatever you go buy, if you go shopping and you buy some stuff, look at where your stuff is made. How much of it is made in America? I just can't believe that she just, this is the post-truth world that we now live in.
I'll say that that's good work. There's more to do, but that's good work.
I want to get some clarity on where you stand on some key policy issues. Energy is a big one. When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal. And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
Now, we're going to go back in a minute to this 2000. Well, I'll let you hear her answer. But ask yourself, do you really believe anything that she is saying? If you do, let me disavow you of that with this answer.
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020.
Okay. So I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020. Did she? How did she make that clear on the debate stage in 2020? Because I'm not quite sure that she did, because she was pretty adamant about her fracking stance. She was pretty adamant that, you know, fracking was something that we needed to get rid of. She went on incessantly about how she was going to ban fracking. And yet, somehow, we're supposed to believe that now she has changed her mind and she is not going to ban fracking. It's just utter nonsense. Absolutely utter nonsense. You'll hear why next. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Wait till you hear what's next.
Our nation is at a crossroads. A pivotal election is weeks away, and while the U.S. economy and stock market have boomed for the better part of 30 years, many Americans are worse off today than they were decades ago, thanks to stagnant wages and inflation. What happens next will determine who gets rich in America and who gets left behind. For some, it will be a nightmare. For others, for those willing to take the time to prepare, the coming shift represents an incredible opportunity. To learn how to prepare for the inevitable, investing legend Brad Thomas from Wide Moat Research is helping hundreds of thousands of everyday Americans. If you want to be prepared, go to theurgentmessage.com. There, you can sign up for free to get simple steps to help you prepare and profit from the stock market after the election. Wide Moat Research will be sharing ways to protect yourself, your family, and your finances for free. Just go to www.theurgentmessage.com.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality?
At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey, happy Labor Day weekend. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. What better way to spend your Labor Day weekend? And I really do appreciate you doing it. So go follow me on X, formerly Twitter. It's at Michael Brown USA. And for Facebook and Instagram, it's at Michael D. Brown. But get over to X before it gets banned in this country like it did in Brazil. So I know that politicians lie. I mean, master the obvious there, right? Politicians lie. But Kamala Harris, you're going to hear a side-by-side. She just said in the interview with Dana Bash that, well, let's go back to the question.
Key policy issues. Energy is a big one. When you were in Congress, you supported the Green New Deal. And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania. Sure. Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020.
Okay. She made that clear on the debate stage in 2020. So let's do this. Let's go to the debate stage in 2020.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. You know, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. I think about this issue through the lens of my baby nieces.
Oh, she's going to not only in that. Now, she just told us that she said back in the debate back in 2020 that, no, I changed my mind back in 2020. Well, now we're listening to her from 2020 on that debate stage. And not only is she still in favor of banning fracking, but she is bringing in her poor little nieces. This woman is a despicable liar.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. You know, we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities. I think about this issue through the lens of my baby nieces, who are 1.5 and 3 years old. And when I look at those babies and I think about what the world will be like in 20 years if we don't act, I'm really afraid. And as it relates to those Republicans in Congress, where I've now been for 2.5 years, every one of those members needs to look at the babies, the grandbabies in their life, and then look in the mirror and ask themselves, why have they failed to act?
And in 2019, you said, quote, there is no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. Fracking, as you know, is a pretty big issue, particularly in your must-win state of Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Do you still want to ban fracking?
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Were you lying then, or are you lying now? This woman is pathological. Not only do I think she's not very smart, but she's pathological. I mean, this is the 21st century. We do have the internet, and the internet does live on forever. And so we can go back and we can hear what she said. I so desperately want to drill this, no pun intended, I do so desperately want to frack this into your brain. Again, let's go back to that debate stage where she says, oh, but, you know, I made it clear on that debate stage back in 2020 that, you know, I was not opposed to fracking.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
That we have to just acknowledge that the residual impact of fracking is enormous in terms of the impact on the health and safety of communities.
Yeah, I don't know whether you can hear it in her voice, but on the video, when she starts talking about her nieces, she gets real emotional. And then when she talks about those Republicans in Congress, she gets really angry. And she's like Nancy Pelosi. What is it about women in California that wag their fingers at us all the time? What is that? Listen to the voice.
I think about this issue through the lens of my baby nieces, who are 1.5 and 3 years old. And when I look at those babies and I think about what the world will be like in 20 years if we don't act, I'm really afraid. And as it relates to those Republicans in Congress where I've now been for 2.5 years, every one of those members needs to look at the babies, the grandbabies in their life, and then look in the mirror and ask themselves, why have they failed to act?
And,
you know, this is utterly fascinating to me. If you go back to the first hour when I talked about we live in a post-truth society, where you can just say anything and get by with it. Nobody's gonna fact check you unless, of course, you happen to be a conservative or you're a Republican, and they're gonna fact check the hell out of you, and then they're just gonna make up stuff about you anyway. Here we have her on record. And now she's trying to tell us that neither as president, well, I haven't as vice president. Well, of course you haven't, because you don't have any power to do that. And nor would I as president, would I ban fracking. Wonder why. You know, I'm always curious about why people change their minds.
That I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
In 2019, I believe, at a town hall, you said you were asked, would you commit to implementing a federal ban on fracking on your first day in office? And you said, there's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking. So, yes. So it changed in that campaign?
In 2020, I made very clear where I stand. We are in 2024, and I've not changed that position, nor will I going forward. I kept my word, and I will keep my word.
What made you change that position at the time?
Well, let's be clear. My values have not changed.
My values have not changed? Can someone explain? I mean, is that just my values were always that I'm going to just lie and do whatever it takes to win? Yeah, I think those are her values. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Labor Day weekend. I appreciate you tuning in. Text any question or comment to this number, 33103. Start your message.
Judge Napolitano here. The verdict is in. I've personally seen what goes on in D.C., and we could have some real challenges ahead. Congress can't stop spending money. The Fed can't stop printing money. And our national debt is increasing $1 trillion every 100 days. That's a wealth-destroying pace. Your dollars will buy less, and your retirement could be worth less. That's why gold is so important. It helps hedge against wealth destruction. I did my research, and it led me to gold, and that led me to Lear Capital. over 25 years of experience, thousands of five-star reviews, and a 24-hour risk-free purchase guarantee. I encourage everyone to call Lear for their free $3,200 gold report at 800-927-2400. There's no obligation, just free education. And ask how you can qualify for up to $15,000 in bonus gold. Call 800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 800-927-2400.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.